will accept the shotgun snap. Darren on a keeper, tries to get to the corner. He's to the 15. McFadden to the 20, the 25, and they'll drag him out of bounds up near the 28. They horse-collared him out of bounds there. A gain of 13 yards, and that's an Arkansas first down, and Darren McFadden has just become the school's all-time leading rusher.
I still get goosebumps listening to Darren McFadden highlights.
Absolutely.
What a fun time. Justin Akery joined by Nate Olson of Sync Weekly. We are at the Darren McFadden Pro Camp out in Maumelle. 4,590 yards, number one with a bullet on the Arkansas all-time rushing list. The two single best seasons in Arkansas history, 1830 and 1647, and, of course, 321 in a single game against USC, an SEC record. So the accolades are many for Darren McFadden. It's good to see him. Boy, I tell you what, he looks just as young as he did when he walked out of Fayetteville.
Yeah, and he looks a little beefier, too, even, which is, you got to be in the NFL. Take a little bit more pounding, even more than the SEC.
Well, he's the fastest guy I know. I still don't think he would have much of a chance to win the Belmont Stakes, but that's exactly what we're talking about right now. Dick Girardi joining us again from the Philadelphia Daily News, as he does before all the Triple Crown races. And unfortunately, we will not have a Triple Crown winner this year. And, in fact, we may have three different horses take home the prize in the three different races this year. Dick, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, Justin, I think Darren will be in front for a little while. He might not win it, but he's certainly fast out of the gate.
I was just going to say, I like him for maybe 50 yards or so, but Dick is back courtesy of ExpressBet, the legal license, no-fee way to play the races when you can't make it to the track. Visit X, the letter X, pressbet.com, and get a free Belmont wagering guide with up to $125 bonus for new accounts as well. So what do you think? What are the odds of a third different winner, or do you like Oxbow or Orb, the horses that took the first two legs?
Yeah, I think it's certainly obviously possible we can get a third since we have 14, so there's 12 other chances. I lean slightly to Orb. I think his Preakness, there was a legitimate excuse. He was down on the inside. The rail was really not the place to be that day, and he just didn't look comfortable. And I think he's clearly a better horse than that. Although I don't think Oxbow was a fluke. He had everything go his way that day, but it's not like he doesn't have good form either. So those are the two to beat, and then you got the Revolutionaries and Overanalyzes, of course, won the Arkansas Derby, and that kind of crew. Yeah, it's kind of an eclectic group here with 12 others. Kind of surprised there'd be 14 at this stage since we lost so many after the Derby. But we got 10 of the 14 that ran in the Derby are back. 10 of the 14 are horses that ran in the Derby.
And some of the horses did not run in the Preakness. So how much do you think that plays a role as far as not having run maybe since Kentucky or another race, I guess, and didn't, you know, if they didn't perform in the Preakness, what kind of advantage, if at all, that is going into Belmont?
Yeah, it's huge. The 5 weeks rest is really big these days. Obviously, Oxbow and Orb ran at both, and ran hard at both. So the question is, are they going to be able to sustain that kind of effort for one more race with all this group that you said has now had 5 weeks off? So, yeah, it is an edge. I think Oxbow and Orb are better, clearly. But the equalizer is the fact that they haven't had the rest that these other horses have had since the Derby.
The length of this course, of course, a mile and a half, has always been an issue, and it's a different kind of challenge maybe than the other two races. I mean, I guess when you look at it, you know, we've talked about the difficulty of pulling off the Triple Crown, and really Belmont's the one that seems to, you know, come up the most as far as the difficulty in winning because of the length of the race.
That's a fact. It's so unique. I mean, the race course itself is unique in that it's a mile and a half racetrack. It's 50% bigger than either Churchill or Pimlico. And as you said, the distance of the race, a mile and a half, horses just don't run that far anymore. And nobody, including the trainers, really has any clue whether the horse is going to be able to still have any finish at the end of this marathon. So, yeah, it is probably why, certainly in recent years, it's been so difficult to win, because this race is unlike any other race that's run in America any year. You just don't run a mile and a half on the dirt for these kind of horses anymore.
Dick Girardi joining us, Philadelphia Daily News, talking about the Belmont this weekend. It's a big one, obviously, and it is nationally televised on NBC this week from 5 to 7 Eastern, so, of course, 4 to 6 here in central Arkansas. How much do you see from an attention standpoint the level of interest fall off maybe from casual fans when there isn't a Triple Crown on the line, or do you think there's a much of a difference in general? Is this just such a big event that maybe it doesn't matter?
No, it's a huge difference. I mean, certainly the crowd will be half what it would be if there was a Triple Crown on the line. Give you an example. There were 120,000 there to see Smarty Jones in 2004, and I think 50,000 the next year when a Fleet Alex was running. So without a Triple Crown on the line, that's an indicator. And I think TV ratings-wise, the best analogy I could give people would be like Tiger Woods is in contention or Tiger Woods is not in contention. Anybody that follows golf knows how big the TV ratings change in that circumstance. And I think this is going to be similar tomorrow. Obviously, NBC would have been thrilled to have a Triple Crown on the line, but no, it's not the same. And anybody in the game understands that. Certainly, I do.
Well, you know, I'm thinking about post position. I'm guessing, I mean, just from my limited knowledge, that post position becomes less of an issue with the length of the race, or do you find that to be the case?
No, that's definitely the case. Yeah, they have so much time to sort themselves out that it's not remotely the same. It's like in the Derby where the inside post position really does matter.
Okay, so if you're going to go off the board, maybe a horse that's a little bit long. Let's say 10-1 or more. Who do you think might be able to get in there?
The horse, it's interesting. I like this horse a little bit. Kentucky, he ran terrible. Frack Daddy, he's back again. He's got the one post. Kenny McPeak has convinced us it's a better horse than he ran. And maybe it was the flop at Churchill why he ran so poorly that day. I don't know, but if that's the case, I think he can run better. The issue is we got a major storm coming up the East Coast starting, I think, this afternoon, tonight, and all day tomorrow. So we're almost certainly looking at a sloppy track again for the Belmont like we had at the Derby. So, but, yeah, that's the one horse that interests me at a long price. And the other horse that will not be one of the two or three favorites that I do like is Freedom Child. He's new to the Triple Crown. He didn't run in either the Derby or the Preakness. Won the Peter Pan Stakes, won by 13 lengths, ran really fast at Belmont Park and on a sloppy track. So he has a few things going for him. And I think Freedom Child will be 7 or 8 to 1. Frack okay. Daddy's going to be every bit of 30 or 40 to 1.
All right. Well, Dick, appreciate the time. We are up against our top of the hour, unfortunately. We'll hopefully get you on again soon. But thanks so much for the time this year. We appreciate it.
Oh, you got it, Justin. Always great talking to you.
All right, that's Dick Girardi of the Philadelphia Daily News. Again, X, the letter X, pressbet.com. It is the licensed, legal, no-fee way to play the races when you can't make it to the track. Back.